Part of what makes Tom Ashbrook such an engaging host for On Point is the fact that he's seen so much of the world, and in the course of those travels, done a lot of different jobs, from dishwasher and dynamiter on the Trans-Alaska Pipeline to dot-com entrepreneur. His first job, though, was on the farm his family has worked for seven generations in South Central Illinois.
My job was the sheep. I was the shepherd in the operation there, and we raised a lot.
Tom Ashbrook also read a lot.
My grandfather was the one I farmed with. My mother was absolutely devoted to education and school and reading, so when I wasn't out baling hay or walking beans or taking care of the sheep, she had me very happily, I must say, lashed into the books, and that has served me well, too.
Came time for college. Ashbrook headed east to Yale.
Studied American history and the settling of the frontier, which was of personal interest to me because of my family's history. They were the first settlers in that county in Illinois. And I studied history from India. I studied the history of Mahatma Gandhi's independence movement in India, which seemed everybody's talked for decades since then about Gandhi and how he used peaceful protest to make big change. That seemed pretty relevant when I was coming up. So those were the two things I really focused on there.
After a year of additional study in India, Tom Ashbrook made his way to Hong Kong, where what became a highly successful run as an international correspondent and editor for the Boston Globe began with his first job in journalism at the South China Morning Post.
I love the flow of events and really getting inside them and conveying them to an audience, to readers or listeners, viewers, in a compelling way. I love doing it out on the great sort of highways of life around the world in Africa, Russia, Central America, and then love doing it right back here in the States as well. All that before the turn to radio.
That turn to radio came in September of 2001. Ashbrook had been out of journalism for a few years, successfully developing a dot-com business when the 9/11 attacks hit.
Just a few days later, I got a call from, in a roundabout way, from NPR saying, look, all of our reporters and staff have been working literally around the clock for days now. Our people are exhausted. We need fresh horses. We know you're out there, a well-known journalist, but not doing it at the moment. Could you come in and host some emergency coverage of this emergency for NPR? And the next day, I was on the air, I think, 3 hours that night nationally with special coverage of the 9/11 aftermath.
Work that was Tom Ashbrook's first significant exposure to radio.
The challenge of that coverage and people's intense interest in figuring out what was going on really fueled me through that learning curve in a tremendous way, in a fast way. And I have to say, after a few weeks of that emergency coverage, I quickly and absolutely fell in love with radio. It became my favorite media of all the news media I've worked in. I think it's so intensely compelling, and I never wanted to look back. And the show took off, became On Point, and here we are 10-plus years later just having a terrific time with it. I just find the world and life so endlessly fascinating, so interesting, and there's so many angles to it. And the more you look around, the more you poke and prod, you don't have to get very obscure to find just a million things going on that just kind of set your hair on fire with how interesting they are. And we tend to be in our first hour really focused on what's happening, the big things moving the news. And we go deep on those and we go wide on those. And then in the second hour, we kind of like to open our hearts and minds to a broader swath of things of interest. We've got a staff of 10 or a dozen behind this show who are in their everyday producers doing the research, booking fantastic guests. I mean, Nobel Prize winners, truck drivers, the whole range, putting all that background material together for me, booking studios all over the world. And then I head out of here every day with a big pile of homework, and my commitment is to do it.
And that commitment shows in Tom Ashbrook's skill and confidence in moderating On Point's mix of interviews and listener calls. A mix he's looking forward to sharing with listeners in the Crescent City, which he visited often as a youngster with his family.
We had such great times in Preservation Hall and down at the Morning Call, and I just have the best, warmest childhood memories of New Orleans and great visits there in my adult years as well. I've got a tremendous fondness for this city and cannot wait to share with folks through WWNO life right now and really dig into the issues with New Orleans folks. Can't wait to have them on the air with us.
Join Tom Ashbrook for On Point, weekday mornings 9 till 11 on 89.9 WWNO, starting July 23rd. for 89.9 WWNO. I'm Fred Kasten.